It was a pile of oak logs, and they'd burn them and pick up the ashes. And they had an ash hopper, a hollow gum set on some boards down this way.
Okay.
And they put them ashes in that gum.
Yeah.
Pour water in there on them and catch that water down here and lye their corn and stuff. Make soap out of that.
No kidding.
Yes, sir.
All right, what was the gum?
Well, no holler gum, no holler tree. They cut the gum off of
them. I see. No kidding.
Yes, sir.
And they had a little hole down there, right?
Yeah, had somebody catch that lye and nobody come out of that gum.
Yeah. They had something they could put in the hole to...
Well, now look, they made a little scaffold of a thing, but it sloped down this way.
Mm-hmm.
And this gum set up here, it's kind of lint, this your board.
It was lint?
It was leaning, you know.
Yeah.
Well, that gum kind of lint, but you could pour your ashes in there and pour your water in there. And that water would soak that lye out of them ashes and run out down here, and you could catch it down here, and they made lye soap out of it and glide corn with it.
Yes, sir. Huh. Well, I'll be.
Now, that's some old-time stuff, boy.
Now, did y'all ever have rice here?
What?
Did you ever have rice?
No. Rice and all down south Louisiana. We had to buy it.
I see, but you would eat.
We did have rice to eat that old time.
Now, did folks ever make a kind of illegal type non-taxpay alcoholic beverages here?
Oh, hell yeah.
Tell me about that. Tell me all about that.
Well, there's been a time here during the Depression, all these people down here around Eddings, Pitkin, were all over the country, would make that liquor and sell it for about $5 a quart, and a quart would be in a fruit jar or something like that.
Yeah.
And, but they had it to do to get something to eat. But they'd catch them, put them in jails, keep them out a while, and turn them out, and they'd go back and make some more and sell it and buy them some bread with it. It was hard times here along then.
Money was
scarce. And you couldn't get a job.
Now, what'd you call that they made? You call it?
I called it chinny.
Chinny? Excuse me.
There's an old lived down here on this, and he'd make it and sell it. He just made it and sell it more than anybody I ever saw.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what I heard him say one day, and you ought not take this down, but I'll tell you what I heard him say. He said the best day's work he ever done in his life. He married a couple and preached a funeral and run off about to Sheeny and kill Crockett all in one day. That's the best day work he ever did.
Killed who?
Crockett.
Who's Crockett?
He is a fellow who lived down here at Pitkin.
Yeah. Did that?
Yeah. Oh, but now he